USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown enters day 7 with no realistic end in sight. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows tells Fox News the Republicans, in his opinion, they're all about compromise.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several very reasonable offers. And the American people want us to compromise. 5.7, in my mind, was a compromise. It was a down payment on the wall, not fully funding the wall.
The hunt for a suspected cop killer is over in California. Sheriff Adam Christensen announced Gustavo Arriaga was taken into custody.
This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has 2 prior arrests for DUI.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Some view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects. Now the European Parliament has launched a new campaign to stamp out words like mankind and manpower. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language.
The college football playoff semifinals are underway this Saturday. Number 2 Clemson will battle number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl, which kicks off at 4 o'clock Eastern Time in Arlington, Texas. And in the Orange Bowl, top-ranked Alabama will meet number 4 Oklahoma at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
Ask yourself, when you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, ask yourself the following question: have you been hit by a truck? If the answer is yes, then you don't have the flu. But if the answer is no, you haven't been hit by a truck and you have all that stuff, then you likely have the flu, which can sometimes feel like you may have been hit by a truck. So it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu. You have a different virus. Most times when a patient goes to their doctor with symptoms of what sounds like the flu, the doctor will take a history and exam and that examination, and she will often say, yes, I agree, you most likely have the flu, and this is what you need to do. It's in rare instances that we need to actually swab a patient to know with certainty. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.